great stuff right here in studio as we are joined from Penobscot Theater Company by Barry Newport, the producing artistic director on our left. Hello, Barry.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Welcome back. I like your sweater a lot.
Thanks.
And on our right, returning to the show, it's been far too long because she's traveling all over the country doing her theater thing. Laura Hodes is
here.
Hey there. Welcome back.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. And you're both here to talk about the newest production at Penobscot Theater Company, Honky Tonk Laundry.
That's right. 24 incredible country hits, familiar, classic, but also brand new and rockin', from everyone from Tammy Wynette to Dolly to Dixie Chicks, which is why I was like, we have to do this show because I love the Dixie Chicks.
Martina McBride, Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, great artists and so many fun songs to sing. And your partner in crime, also someone that we know very well.
The one and only Heather Asbury Libby is co-starring in this show with me, and there couldn't be a better partner in crime on that stage than her. She makes me laugh, she makes me cry, but only in the best of ways. And she's an outstanding human being. So it's a win on all sides.
So let me see if I can why am I going to summarize this? Tell us the brief story in a nutshell of Honky Tonk Laundry, the plot of this hard-hitting drama.
Well, it takes place I've said this before, that in February we choose the most fun, most comic plays to do. And this one is full of incredible one-liners, idioms, I believe, in English class they're called, that Southerners in particular use. I love the pickup truck line, for instance. But I'll let Laura.
I'm trying to remember what the pickup truck line is, but my favorite line is, he's so full of it that we could bury him in dirt and grow another one just like him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There might be some other words in that. I'm not sure.
But it takes place in a laundromat called the Wishy Washateria. And it's about a woman who needs help, a business owner who needs help. And she finds it. But they find help in more than just the Wishy Washateria. They find help with each other in their own lives. They become the best of friends. And what's amazing about it is that Heather and Laura are also the best of friends.
We've known each other since we both worked down at Acadia Repertory Theater on the island, and kind of lost touch with each other for a while, found each other on Facebook. And then Heather walked into Barry's office and Barry was like, hey, I've hired this woman to come up and do Always Patsy Cline. Her name's Laura. She's from Florida. And there's like, what's her last name? And it turned out to be me. And so I was so excited to come back up here and just reacquaint with her and get to actually hang out with her. And her husband, Tom Libby, plays drums on that show and the last show that we did together, Honky Tonk Angels. And he's playing on this one, too. So it's just been like a full tilt boogie reunion with people that I knew from Acadia and people that I've met up here, like Julie Arnold Lisnette, who was with me in Patsy Cline. She just had me over to dinner on Monday night. I didn't even have to cook.
And Julie's another wallflower, too.
I know. Very shy, very retiring. Yeah. I don't know how any of us get out of our own personality.
What's great about Always Patsy Cline, which so many of our audience members will remember you from, is that you've now done the Patsy Cline role multiple times.
I've done the show three full times in three separate theaters. And the last one was up in Atlanta at Atlanta Lyric. And what? Let me just drop this right here. Oh, I won a Susie Bass Award for that show.
Ooh.
What? I was so excited.
Which is the Atlanta Tonys.
Which is like the Atlanta Tony Award. But I was so excited because I was like, oh, it's an honor just to be nominated, especially, you know, with people that I don't really know very well because I'd never worked in Atlanta before, but I have such love for Patsy Cline and country music and this show that it's too much fun. It's just such a joy. I'm not going to say that I should be paying you because...
No, don't.
I'll never say that.
Because they'll expect
never
that.
Never say that. Yeah, that's
but
never a thing you can say.
In this production, too, you appear as Patsy Cline.
Yes.
And it's remarkable.
I know. Not going to tell you where, not going to tell you what I sing, but it's there.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
I think by the end of this production, what's astounding about it is that you and Heather, who have two incredibly powerful, wide-ranging voices, have sung for almost 2 hours straight. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
There's not a ton in between. The songs are built in very well to the libretto, so they actually flow really well and actually make sense, which is almost unusual for a jukebox musical like this. So it's kind of cool the way Roger Bean put it together, and the way our director Dominic Varney makes it all kind of seamless is just. It just makes it such a fun, enjoyable evening that actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun, fun, fun night out. It's you're backed up by a band called the Lint Traps.
I made up that name. That was mine. We had a contest to see who could make up a name for the band, and I won. Yay!
I love it.
Have working washer and dryers, 9 of them on stage.
Moving washer and dryers. We're not I'm sorry, audience. We're not doing your laundry during the show.
But we do laundry.
Laundry.
There's a lot of magic tricks that are going on.
Oh, yes, that's true. There's also a washer and dryer in the lobby.
That's right.
Which I actually saw for the first time today.
Fantastic.
Dunnett Appliances is raffling off a washer and dryer, which are currently in our lobby. So if anyone needs a brand new washer and dryer, we're the place to come to.
Can't do better than Dunnett's, a proud sponsor of Downtown.
Yay!
I might add as well. You had opening weekend. That was a smash. People are buzzing about the show. 2 more weekends and 3 more. No.
Yeah, 3 more. We're going till February 24th.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And let's see, this is Wednesday, a show tonight.
That's right,
show
Laura.
Tonight.
Better start warming up that voice.
Why are you talking to us? You should be getting ready.
I am getting ready. I baked a cake this afternoon. How much more ready can I be?
Oh my gosh.
I really did.
You had tea with my bride.
That I had tea with your bride, which was delightful. That the West Market Cafe has a hazelnut decaf tea that I am obsessed with. Mm. I love it so much. And that's where all of my pay goes, actually, is straight to West Market.
And our little guy has grown a bit since you saw him last.
I don't understand what you did with that poor little baby, but you traded him in for this adorable toddler. I mean, it's a good trade because he's real cute. But, you know, what happened to the little one is what I have to say. Just stuffed him in a trunk somewhere.
I ask that every day. 942-3333 for tickets. Go to the website, PenobscotTheater.org. Stop right in at the box office on Main Street in Bangor, but get your tickets. You're going to have a wonderful time. Honky Tonk Laundry.
It's so fun for Valentine's Day. It's a date night out. It's girls' night out. I mean, it's a country-themed show. So anyone who's, you know, broken up recently, like, this is the show for you.
Broken up recently or gotten together,
because
there's
together.
Some getting together in this show too.
That's
it's like Thelma and Louise taking on your love life and figuring it all out for you.
Well, and knowing you and Heather too, I can say this without fear of contradiction. You know, sometimes you go to a show and you might walk out and go, that was pretty good. I feel like they were giving their all to that. That'll never happen.
No.
You've got Laura and Heather on stage because nobody works harder than you two do.
We leave it all on the stage. I left blood on the stage because I actually skinned my knee.
Right, that's too
much.
So
okay, but I'm only dialing it back that much.
Yeah, I mean, people walk out of that show going, "Wow, it's amazing. You two are amazing." And the whole second act is a honky tonk show. So the audience is, we're involved, and it's a honky-tonk show that takes place in a laundromat. So it's a super fun night out and very colorful, I have to say. I think the set looks amazing.
I love what Scout has done with the lights. Are just, now that I've gotten to see some of the photos, because when you're in the show, you obviously can't see what the lighting is doing, and now I've seen some of the photos, and she did a little demo for me of what the lights do, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's like you're at, you know, a honky-tonk rock concert. It's great.
So if you're feeling like winter's been about 3 months too long already, like me, then you know what you do? You head on down to Penobscot Theater, the historic Bangor Opera House, and get a little sunshine in your life.
Yeah,
you're going to feel
better.
Yeah,
that's right. Have a good time.
And some suds.
Yeah, and some suds, exactly.
Barry,
and you might win a washer and dryer.
There you go. Barry, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Laura, great to see you again.
Thank you so much.